USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A major surge in COVID cases continues to sweep through India, recording another 4,000 deaths on Sunday. The country's defense ministry says it will recruit former army medics to help support the country's struggling health system as hospital beds and medical oxygen remain hard to come by. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's advised the Indian government to impose a nationwide lockdown in order to break the chain of infection, something Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been wary of doing. The White House's chief medical advisor also tells ABC's This Week that the rest of the world needs to step up and help India with its vaccination efforts.
India is the largest vaccine-producing country in the world. They've got to get their resources not only from within, but also from without. And that's the reason why other countries need to chip in to be able to get either supplies for the Indians to make their own vaccines or to get vaccines donated.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
April's job report was drastically below predictions, with only 266,000 jobs added last month, way behind estimates of about 1 million, leaving many economists looking for the root cause of the end of a hiring boom. Many critics have said the enhanced unemployment benefits have played a role in discouraging workers from returning to jobs. Congressman Lee Zeldin is calling on the Biden administration to end the extra unemployment payments. The New York Republican tells Fox News he's heard from a number of business owners who have had trouble finding employees.
And what I'm hearing from business owners of all sizes, our job creators are talking about their difficulty to bring people back to work because of able-bodied adults who have available jobs choosing to stay at home because they make more money by the government to stay at home rather than going back to work. That policy has to get reversed. So we can't just take in this report and do nothing, and we certainly can't make things worse.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A major U.S. fuel pipeline remains offline due to a cyber attack. Jeremy Scott has the story.
Biden administration officials are working with the operator of Colonial Pipeline, a top U.S. fuel pipeline in Georgia that serves a large part of the East Coast.
The president was briefed yesterday. It's an all-hands-on-deck effort right now, and we are working closely with the company, state and local officials, to, you know, make sure that they get back up to normal operations as quickly as possible and there aren't disruptions in supply.
Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo on CBS's Face the Nation, a ransomware attack has taken the pipeline offline. Colonial operates a network of more than 5,500 miles of pipeline from Texas to New Jersey, transporting about 2.5 million barrels per day of gasoline and other fuels that serve customers, including major U.S. airports. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the death toll in a deadly bombing near an Afghan school has risen to over 50 people. Brendan Gunsell reports.
The death toll in a horrific bombing at a girls' school in the Afghan capital of Kabul has soared to over 50, many of them adolescent students. The number of wounded in Saturday's attack has also climbed to more than 100, according to Afghanistan's Interior Ministry. Three explosions occurred outside the school entrance as students were leaving for the day. The blasts occurred in a mostly Shiite neighborhood in the west side of the capital. The Taliban has denied responsibility, condemning the attack in a statement. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.